感谢主能够有机会跟弟兄姐妹一起在这边敬拜天上的神。
Thank the Lord that there is this opportunity for me to worship the one true God with the brothers and sisters here.
今天下午我们来谈约拿书的这一条大鱼。
This afternoon, we are going to study the topic, the great fish that swallowed Jonah.
有人认为约拿书鱼可以把人吞三天三夜再吐出来，这是一个 fiction, 是一个神话故事。
Some people feel that the book of Jonah, that a man would be swallowed by a fish for 3 days and 3 nights and come out alive is actually just a fairy tale.
但是如果我们相信主耶稣可以走海面，
But if we can believe that Jesus Christ walked on water,
主耶稣可以平静风跟海，
and that he could still the sea and the winds,
他死了三天也可以复活，
and that he could resurrect and ascend in 3 days.
那主耶稣本身也亲自证实了约拿被大鱼吞吃的这个故事。
Then I believe that this story that of Jonah is also true.
所以我们认为它不是一个fiction, 是一个神全能的一个故事。
So we do not believe that this is a fictional story, but rather that God is omnipotent.
那我们用这只鱼呢，我们来谈三点。
So using this fish, we are going to discuss three points.
我们来谈神安排大鱼吞了约拿。
The first point is that God arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah.
我们来谈这个鱼啊，只能吞啊，不能吃啊。
And that this fish could only swallow and could not eat.
我们再来谈后来这条鱼把约拿吐在岸上。
And that this fish later threw up Jonah onto the shore.
我们从圣经来从这三点来学习。
And so from the Bible we will learn these three points.
我们来看圣经约拿书的一章十七节。
Let's look at the Bible, Jonah chapter 1 verse 17.
约拿书一章十七节。
1 verse 17.
一千零八十四页。约拿书一章十七节。
Jonah chapter 1 verse 17.
主安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在一腹中三日三月，请读。
Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
约拿是先知，神让他去传福音。
Jonah was a prophet that was sent by God to preach the gospel.
神让他往东，他却往西。
He was sent to go east, but he tried to flee west.
神让他上山，他却下海。
And God wanted Jonah to climb the mountains, but he fled to the sea.
还是要让他去传啊。
But God still wanted Jonah to work and to
preach. 所以就安排一条大鱼把他吞了三天三夜。
So he arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah for 3 days.
这边特别提到是大鱼啊。
Especially here is recorded that the fish is a great fish.
其实起初神的创造当中呢，就特别提到大鱼啊。
Actually, in the book, in the beginning, in the Genesis, it actually is a, there is actually recordings of great fish.
我们看创世纪一章的二十一节、二十二节。
Look at the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 21.
创世纪一章二十一节、二十二节。
21 to 22.
一章二十一节，神就造出大鱼，河水中所滋生的各样生命的动物，各从其类。第二十二节，
verse 22.
神就赐福给这一切，请读。
Chapter 1, verse 21. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to their kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply.
所以这边特别记载神造一个大鱼啊。造大鱼啊。
So here it says that God created great sea creatures.
我们现在看到的鱼哦，我想都没有以前像圣经上所记载那些鱼那么大。
The fish that we see today are probably, I believe they are probably not as large as the ones.
因为现在有太多的船啊，在捕这个，这个太少的鱼了，鱼几乎被捕得很凄惨。
Because there are probably too many fish boats out there fishing.
那你说？刚刚看那个影片，鱼那么大哦。
And just now you saw the video of that great fish.
圣经上里面记载有一种鱼啊，特别有力量，也是相当恐怖的。它叫做 Leviathan， 就是中文翻成鳄鱼啊。其实那是一种很特殊的海里的鱼啊。
Actually, the
生物啊。
The Bible even records of a great sea creature called the Leviathan.
那个还可以喷火的。
It is one that can even breathe fire.
现在大概看不到了。
But probably we can no longer see this creature.
那所以很多大的鱼我们现在可能都找不到了。
So there are probably many sea creatures that we can no longer find.
现在科学家换了一个robot, 一个机器 在深海在探测。
Nowadays, there are robots placed by scientists in the ocean.
常常都送来一些我们这一辈子没有看过的一些奇特的鱼。
That are scoping out new creatures and findings in the ocean.
这边记载神啊，创造大鱼啊，而且祝福这些东西啊。
And the Bible here says that God created them and blessed them.
所以祝福就是一种爱父啊，神也爱他们。
Blessing is a form of love, so you could see here that God actually loves
animals. 我们以前常讲，其实神也很爱动物。
Actually, it's often said that God loves animals.
我们常问弟兄姐妹，你怎么知道神很爱动物？
So we ask brothers and sisters, how do you know that God loves animals?
巴兰的故事啊，神这个问巴兰第一句话就是你为什么打你的驴三次？
Let's look at the story of Balaam's donkey. The first thing that it spoke was, why did you hit me?
那个约拿书的最后一章最后一节，为什么神不毁灭尼尼微城的人呢？
And in the book of Jonah, the very last verse of the story, it says that should I not pity and those much livestock.
因为神说里面有很多牲畜了。
Should I not pity them because there is much livestock in that city?
就是还有很多动物哈，还有很多神所创造的东西了。
Meaning that there are still many animals and creations of God in there.
那你看哦，神所创造的东西呢，尤其动物呢，我们说他们都是有智慧、有情感，也可以彼此沟通的。
And these creations of God, they all have wisdom and feelings.
我最近看到一个 video clip， 我觉得蛮有意思的。
I recently watched a video clip that was very interesting.
他说一只大白鲨遇到一只杀人鲸啊，两个打架起来谁赢啊？
It was a video clip showing a killer whale meeting a great white shark.
你们觉得谁会赢哈？
Which one do you think prevailed?
那个 video 里面特别记载，那个杀人鲸很聪明 ，IQ 很高。
Actually, the killer whale was very smart.
虽然那个杀人鲸比他 size 还大。
Even though it was greater.
杀人鲸啊，那个对不起，我说错了。Great white shark 的 size 啊，那比那个杀人鲸还大。
Even though the great white shark was much larger than the killer whale.
但是那个鲸鱼啊，第一个动作就是想办法让那个大白鲨把它翻肚子啊，让肚子朝上。
But the first action the killer whale took was trying to overturn the great white shark so it would be belly up.
然后呢，再咬住它颈子这个地方。
And it tried to bite at its neck.
那个很奇怪，那个。这样子个动作呢，那个好像那个大白鲨就好像谈话工没叮没当了，就浮在那里也不会动这样子啊。
And because of that, it was rendered motionless.
那就这样好像被浸死了这样子啊。
As if it were dead.
那后来那个科学家看到这个样子就很奇怪，他们就做实验了。
So after the scientists saw this, they decided to conduct experiments.
他们在那个水族馆也把鲨鱼翻肚子翻翻看这样子。
And so in the fish tanks, they also turned over the white sharks.
真的呢，一翻过来之后呢，真的没叮没当啊，那个鲨鱼就不动了。
And it's true that immediately after the great white shark was flipped over, it would no longer move.
这个为什么杀人鲸懂得这个东西呢？哈。
But why is it that the whales understood this?
可见他真的很聪明啊。
They must be very smart.
他们说不但这样子，他们第一只大白鲨被杀人鲸吃掉之后呢，那整个岛屿本来很多。鲨鱼的一下子就不见了。
It says, and after the killer whale ate the great white shark, many of the other sharks disappeared.
他们也觉得这个科学家也觉得很奇怪，他们又做了一个实验。
So the scientists also conducted another experiment.
他们在很远的地方呢，杀了一只鲨鱼，然后呢，把那个鲨鱼的肉啦、血啦、什么东西啦，都把它抽到一个很大的这个注射管，很大的注射管里面。
And so they killed a great white shark and then spread its blood and flesh into a tube.
那在同样到一个很远的地方，知道那个地方有很多的鲨鱼呢，他再把那个碎肉啊、血啊打到水里面去。
And then it went far, far away into a place where there were many great white sharks, and they shot the flesh and the mutilated.
你眼睛可以看到，本来在旁边游的鱼啊，啪一下就四散跑掉了。
And immediately all the great white shark fled.
那是告诉我们什么东西呢？
So what does this tell us?
真的，动物当中呢，他们彼此啊，水族也是一样哦，他们是有智慧的，他们是可以沟通的。
Truly, the animals, even the animals in the water, have wisdom and can communicate.
所以经常讲，神创造他们，因为神创造他们，神创造大鱼，也祝福大鱼。
And so God created them. He also created the great sea creatures and blessed them.
所以你看哦，神所创造的呢，神都会来使用他们，来用他们。
And so you can see that all that God created, He will use.
所有的大自然都在神的应用里面呢。
The entire great nature is within God's.
我们来参考诗篇104篇3-4节。
Let's look at the book of Psalm, chapter 104.
诗篇104篇3到4节。
104 verse 3.
诗篇104篇3到4节。
Psalm 104 verse 3.
在水中立阁楼的栋梁，用云彩为车帘，借着风的翅膀而行，以风为使者，以火为仆役。请读第四节。
Verse 4, who makes his angel spirits, his ministers, a flame of fire.
我们都知道神啊，可以用风跟火啊，做他的一个工具。
We all know that God can use wind and fire.
所以这边提到说，风跟火其实就是神的仆人，神的传道人。
So actually, the wind and fire are his messengers and his angels.
啊，那是我，所以我们刚刚说，其实人也懂得用风跟火啊。
And actually, men also know how to use wind
and fire. 那人也懂得用动物啊。
And men also know how to use animals.
所以你看，我们人用牛来耕田啊。
So you can see that men utilize ox
用狗看家啊,
to plow the fields,
用驴子来驮东西啊,
and the dogs to watch over the
houses. 人是神创造的，有这种智慧来应用旁边的动物，那神不会用吗？
So if God can use all these things, cannot also men?
所以你看圣经里面哦，神用狂风啊来帮助以色列人打仗。
And you can even see that God used wind to help the Israelites to win their battles.
你看埃及十灾里面呢，神用多少动物啊来处罚埃及人？
And how many animals were used by God in the ten plagues?
甚至主耶稣啊，也用钓鱼的方法啊，来帮他纳税啊。
And God, Jesus Christ even used a fish to pay taxes.
所以我们看到真的神呢，在这个创造大鱼、祝福大鱼，也这个用大鱼来完成他的旨意。
So you can see that God created this great sea creature. He also commanded the great sea creature for his own use.
但是如果我们看约拿的故事，发现有一个有趣的对比。
And if you read the book of Jonah, you can see an interesting contrast.
有时候人啊，不如动物啊。
Sometimes men are not even worthy of animals.
以赛亚书说，驴跟牛都认识自己的主人，但是神叹息，我的百姓不认识我。
The book of Isaiah says that the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know God.
所以你看，在这个顺境当中呢，约拿不听神的话，自己付船价啊，不听神的话，自己跑掉了。
And you can see that Jonah purposely did not want to listen to the word of God, and he paid the ship fare and went to flee.
但是这个大鱼啊，在这个风浪当中啊，还游过来，完成这个天上的神要他所做的一个使命。
But in this great storm in the sea, the fish even swam to where Jonah was to fulfill God's
mission. 所以有时候我们对神不忠心的时候，就觉得哎呀，有时候自己连动物都不如了。
So sometimes when we are unloyal to our God, we are not even worthy of the animals.
这是我们看到啊，这个神啊，安排大鱼啊吞约拿，我们看到他创造、他祝福、他使用。
So we can see that here God arranged a great sea creature for his use.
我们来看第二点哦。
Let's look at the second point.
我们看到这个鱼啊，它只能吞啊，不能吃。
The second point is that the sea creature could only swallow and it could not eat.
我们来看，我们再回来看约拿书的一章十七节，再读一次好不好
？Let's read again, chapter 1 verse 17.
请你读英文1084页，把红线夹在这里，一章的十七节。
Let's place our bookmarks here. It says that Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
啊，就这样而已吗
？The Lord prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah.
Swallow Jonah, right?那个这里啊，只谈到这个大鱼把约拿吞了。
Here it says that the great fish swallowed Jonah.
如果你这个啊，搜寻一下“吞”这个字啊，在圣经里面常常接着是吞灭或是吞吃，吞的下一个动作就是要吃，吞的下一个动作就是要把它灭掉。
The word swallow, if you do a word search, it is often associated with destruction and eating.
那个让你吃不让你，让你吞不让你吃，这个太难了吧？这个如果不是神。改变人的消化系统，这怎么做得到呢
？So to allow him to swallow and yet forbid him to eat, that is very difficult.
好，那对于来讲的话，他只能吞，但是不能变成自己生命的营养的一部分。
And so this is a difficult command from God, and that the fish could not absorb the Jonah as nutrients.
这也是不简单的工作啊。
This is very difficult.
啊，但我们说这也是神的全能。
But this is also God's authority.
那个圣经啊，把大巴比伦啊比喻成一条大鱼，他们吞吃以色列百姓。
And we can even see how Babylon was described as swallowing the Israelites.
A great fish.
As a great fish.
我们来看耶利米书的51章34节。
Let's look at the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书五十一章三十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 51 verse.
耶利米书五十一章三十四节。
51 verse 34。
五十一章三十四，哎，五十一章啊，读 错了，请你读先。
Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has swallowed me up like a monster. He has filled his stomach with my delicacies. He has spit me out.
这边以色列人说啊，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒吞灭我，压碎我，使我成为空虚的器皿。他像大鱼将我吞下，用我的美物充满他的肚腹，又将我赶出去。这边在谈到啊，巴比伦王啊，攻陷以色列百姓。
Here, this verse is describing how the king of Babylon attacked the Israelites.
好像大鱼把他们吞了一样哦。
It was as if they were devoured and crushed.
那这圣经上后来怎么说呢？
But how does the Bible describe it?
我们看44节。
Let's look at verse 44.
51章44节。
Chapter 51, verse 44.
我必刑罚巴比伦的比勒，使他吐出所吞的。
I will punish Bel in Babylon. I will bring out of its mouth what he has swallowed.
万民不再流归他那里，巴比伦的城墙也必倒塌。那个什么叫比勒呢？
What is Bel?
这个比勒中文看不懂，英文很清楚，就是巴比伦的偶像了。神要惩罚巴比伦的偶像，然后让他吞的呢，把他吐出来，像大鱼突然吞进去，但是再让他吐出来。
This Bel is the idol and the false god of the of Babylon, and God will bring them out of his mouth what he has swallowed.
那我们说一条鱼呀，或是一个人也是一样哦。神好像你好像得到一个东西又不能拥有，有时候真的很难过，也是一种很大的考验呢。
And not only is it like this for men, it is like it for humans that if we can swallow something yet we cannot eat it.
你有一个机会，明明就是在你的眼前，但是神就是不让你完完全全的拥有，有时候真的很伤感情啊。
Because you have the opportunity and yet you cannot grasp it. Sometimes it is very hurtful.
如果你是巴兰，有一个人说，如果你跟我讲一些话，我就给你一个空白支票，你自己填数目。
If you were Balaam and somebody told you that, I will give you a blank check where you can write the number you want and all you have to do is speak some words.
只要咒诅那个我讨厌的人就好了啦。
I just need you to curse the people I hate.
神说不可以啊。
Yet God forbid.
明明这个机会在这里，就是你好像有这个机会，可是又不能真的把它变成自己的东西。
So it's like you have the opportunity, and yet it is very close, and you cannot grasp on.
那我们再举一个比较属灵的例子：亚伯拉罕到迦南地的边缘。
Let's give
加底斯旁边。
A more spiritual example that Abraham.
对不起，我说错了，摩西啊。
Sorry, Moses. He was very near to the land of Canaan.
那神就说：“你看一看，但是对不起，你不能进去。”
And Moses.Was told that you can see the land of Canaan, yet you cannot enter it.
好像就是在你眼前的这个东西在你眼前的，但是你就是不能拥变成己有，变成自己的。
It was before his very eyes, and yet he could not make it his.
有时候觉得很伤感情，说为什么要这样子哦
？And sometimes it's very hurtful. Why does this have to happen?
这个不容易啊。
It's not easy.
比如说你家有小狗，做一个实验看看。
If your house has a dog, do an experiment.
你放一个他最喜欢吃的。Biscuit 在他眼前呢。
Put his most favorite biscuit in front of his.
然后跟他讲说 no.
And tell him no.
那你就发觉到他一直看，一直看哦。
You'll find that he will keep staring at it.
然后就一直看，看到流口水，一直看你，也看，一直看 biscuit， 又看你这样子。
And you will keep salivating and looking at the biscuit and then looking at you.
但是你就是一直没有 yes 啊，就看得到吃不到。
But he still does not receive a yes from you.
我又看到另外一个 video clip 也是蛮好玩的。
I saw another video clip.
他说有三只小狗，前面都三只骨头。
Before three dogs, there were three bones.
两只大的，一只小的。
There was one big dog and there were two small dogs.
一只小的。
Oh, sorry, two big dogs and one small dog.
那主人也是要说一二三到三才可以吃哦。
And the master also said, I will count to three and you can only eat.
他数到二的时候啊。
By two.
那个小最小那只狗呢，就把自己的骨头叼了，再把两只大狗的骨头通通叼了，就跑掉了这样子。
That small dog took all three dogs' bones and ran away.
这是你们可以 Google 一下。
You can Google it.
那个有时候等待哦，因为你不知道嘛，为什么神？因为第一天、第二天怎么在我肚子里面不让我消化嘞？这个神到底怎么会这样对待我呢
？Sometimes really that wait is very painful, and it's a trial because that man is in the belly yet.
到底要不要给我
？Are you going to give it to me or not？
什么时候才会属于我的
？When will it become mine？
这是一个很辛苦的考验呢。
This is a very painful trial.
因为你不知道未来到底这个会不会属于你的，会发生什么事情
？Because you don't know if one day it will be yours or what will happen.
这个人哦，有时候神常常给人家这种考验呢。
And sometimes God gives men similar trials.
有时候就是你一个事情，可是你不晓得后果是什么，这很辛苦哦。
Because you don't know what the outcome will be.
这个是好的事情啊。
It is a good thing.
因为这是你想要的东西嘛，哈。
Because it's something you want.
有时候我们的这个小朋友在亲这个谈婚姻的当中啊。
And sometimes when
不应该说小朋友，对不起，应该说年轻人呐，哈。现在五十多岁了，有时候叫他们都叫小朋友。
And sometimes when youth are talking about the matter of marriage.
啊，比如说神安排一个人让你在教会相遇。
For example, that God will arrange somebody for you to meet.
哇，这个人进到你的心里面去了。
And you've accepted that person in your heart.
啊，你说朝思暮想哦。
It is exactly like your ideal.
可是呢，你就是吞不掉，奇怪，就是吃不掉，吃不到，好像他就在心里面，可是你就是吃不下，吃不到，没有办法，人家不接受啊。
But even though they're in your heart and you swallowed it, yet you cannot eat it because they don't want you.
这个很辛苦呢。
It is a very painful thing.
其实等待本身是相当辛苦的。
Actually, waiting is a very difficult thing.
因为你不晓得后果是什么。
Because you don't know what the outcome will be.
我们来看另外一个故事。
Let's look at another story.
看《使徒行传》的第九章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 9.
这也提到三天等待的辛苦了。
This passage also records the painful.
圣经里面我常常神给人三天的考验，三天的等待。
The painful trial of 3 days, and sometimes God gives us those trials of 3 days.
我们这个故事在谈到扫罗要逼迫基督徒在大马士的路上啊被神处罚。
This is a story of how Saul was punished by God on the road to Damascus.
那就让他瞎眼呐。
And he allowed him to become blind.
我们看使徒行传九章的八到九节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 8-9.
使徒行传九章八到九节，扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉他的手，领他进大马舍。第九节，三日不能看见，也不吃，也不喝。
Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank.
不晓得保罗为什么不吃不喝哈。
I don't know why Saul did not eat or drink.
不晓得是不是禁食祷告。
I don't know if it's because he was fasting and prayer.
或是想很多东西，想到最后真的，哎呀，没有心情吃，也没有心情喝了。
Or because he thought of so many things that he had no feelings left to eat or drink.
你知道这个，如果你从来没有看过彩色，看作亮光。
If you have never seen the colors of the rainbow.
你生下来就是黑暗的世界。
If you've never seen light and if you've lived in a world of darkness.
那反正你就看不见嘛，对不对
？As birth, then you've never seen it.
那你曾经看过世界的瑰丽，世界的色彩，世界的美好。
But if once you have been exposed to the beauty of the world, the light.
那突然之间你这个什么都看不到了。
And then suddenly that light is taken away from you.
你真的会觉得不晓得怎么办呢？
You will feel as if you don't know what to do.
真的，你不晓得，除了祷告，你不晓得怎么办呢？我想。
Because other than prayer, there is nothing left you can do.
那他三天不能看见。
So for 3 days he had no sight.
那他神叫他去找亚拿尼亚，神也没有跟他讲说你可以看见呢、啊。
And when God sent Ananias, he did not say that you will necessarily see.
这是一种等待。
This was a kind of.
他也不知道未来有没有亮光。
It was a kind of waiting where he had.
我想这个等待本身是很辛苦的。
And I believe this was a very painful and difficult trial.
我们再看圣经上，我现在在谈鱼的那个吞不能吃的等待了哦。其实这个等待真的很辛苦。我们来再看这个耶伯的等待，他的心情是什么样子的
？And let's now look at Job's trials of waiting.
我们来看耶伯记的第六章。
Let's look at Job chapter 6.
耶伯记的第六章是一节到十三节。
Job 6 verse 11 to 13.
六章是一节到十三节。
Job chapter 6 verse 11 to 13.
是一节。我有什么力气使我等候？我有什么诀局使我忍耐？第十二节。
12.
我的力气岂是石头的力气？我的肉身岂是铜的呢？请读。
What strength do I have that I should hope? And what is my end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh bronze?
他说真的没有力量再等下去了啦。
He really had no strength left to wait any longer.
你觉得我的力像石头那样吗？像铜那样？我是铜造的吗
？Was I really made of bronze? Did you think my strength was the strength of bronze?
问题是等，如果有好结果，可能等待，可能你会觉得是值得的。
And sometimes.You'll find that actually waiting is worth it.
但是有时候等到三点二啊，三点三呃不二点五日啊，那个对你来讲已经很长了，但是还没有结果。
But at 2.5 days, the wait has been so long, and yet you have not seen.
不但没有结果，有时候是坏的结果。
And sometimes the result is even evil.
因为好的结果还没有来啊。
Because the good result has not come.
我们看三十章的二十六节。
Let's look at chapter 30.
耶伯记三十章二十六节。
30 verse 26.
三十章二十六节。我仰望得好处，灾祸就到了。 我等待光明，黑暗便来了。请读。
But when I looked for good, evil came to me. And when I waited for light, then came darkness.
真的呢，有时候怎么反而等到是不好的？在过程当中，有时候是这样子的。
Sometimes when we're waiting for God, why is it that badness, bad comes?
On the processes, huh? 所以有时候觉得啊，真的不知道明天到底怎么样，像就是在等待当中了哦。
And so sometimes we're really in this waiting period.
我们再看这个大卫的心情，等待的心情是什么？
And let's also look at what David's feelings were waiting for.
我们看诗篇的六十九篇二到三节。
Let's look at the book of Psalm.
诗篇六十九篇二到三节。
69 verse 2 to 3.
六十九篇二到三节，这是大卫的心情啊。
This was the feelings of David.
我身在深淤泥中，没有立脚之地，我到了深水中。大水漫过我身，第三节。
Verse three.
我因呼求困乏，喉咙发干；我因等候神，眼睛失明，第三节。
Verse three. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God.
眼睛失明，其实他没有失明，他是看不到未来了。
When he said that my eyes fail, he wasn't really blind, but rather he could no longer see the future.
真的呢，你有没有三天等待的考验呢？
Have you ever had the trial of waiting for 3 days?
好像要得到，却是不能拥有。
As if you were about to receive it, and yet you did not have.
还在等下去。
And yet you still have to wait.
小弟这一辈子当中啊，有一段时间等待最辛苦的，就是等待绿卡。
One of the greatest waiting periods and trials of my life was my waiting for a green card.
我妈妈常常打电话给我说，人家都拿到了，为什么你都拿不到？
My mother would give me a phone call saying everyone else has received their green card. Why haven't you received your green card?
十年了才拿到绿卡。
And I waited 10 years to receive it.
那时候我最喜欢的是哪一几个经文呢？
And what verse do I like the most?
我们来看箴言的十三章十二节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 13.
十三章十二节。
13 verse 12.
十三章十二节。
13
所盼望的迟延未得，令人心忧；所艳遇的临到，却是生命树。请读。
Hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Make the heart sick， 真的心生病了啦。哎，请读。
But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life.
哎，真的呢，你一直等，一直等没有哦，你真的心会生病呢。
If you keep hoping and waiting and waiting, your heart will grow sick.
所以我们在思考等待到底我们可以学什么。
And so what can we learn in that waiting period?
在这个只能吞不能吃，你可以学什么？
That period of being swallowed and not being able to eat, what can we learn?
你发觉到，你如果仔细查考圣经，他教导我们是你不能等待那个东西啦，那个绿卡啦，那个比如说事业啦，或是人本身啦，是等待神本身，这不太一样。
The Bible teaches us that when we're waiting, we should not place our hope and our focus on the thing that we are waiting for.
你仔细读圣经。
But rather, we should place our focus on God.
圣经上讲，你要等候神，当壮胆，我在说要等候神，是等候神本身。
It is to wait for God Himself and not a green card.
因为神是帮助，是盾牌，我心向来等候神。诗人是这样讲的，我的心向来是等候神的。
Because my heart will be waiting upon God.
经上讲，等候神的不会羞愧了。
And those who wait upon God will not fail.
经上讲，等候神的要像鹰一样，最后能够重新得力，能够展翅上腾。
And they will soar with wings like eagles.
哎，真的呢，我们要把我们那个目标跟方向稍微转一转。
Truly, we have to change our focus and our direction.
有一次我去钓鱼啊。
One time I went fishing.
第一次的用拖钓哈，就是去跟人家出去拖钓。
I went sport fishing.
那个钓了两个小时，一条鱼都没有啊。
And after 2 hours, I didn't catch a single fish.
海这么大，怎么一条鱼都没有？
The sea is so grand and large. Why haven't I caught a single fish?
哇，这个今天难道会抓不到一条吗？
Is it possible that I won't even have one fish?
我就心里在想，鱼到底在哪里啊？
And I kept thinking in my heart, where is the fish?
这么大的海怎么没有鱼啊？
There's such a great ocean. Why is there no fish?
我突然想到这些经文，我说哇。不是等鱼，是等神哦。
And then when I thought of this verse, I realized it's not waiting for the fish, it's waiting for God.
祷告神。
And so I prayed to God.
钓鱼也可以祷告神呢，你试试看。
When you're fishing, you can even pray to God.
不晓得会不会失去你的乐趣，我不知道，但是我还是喜欢钓到鱼。
I don't know if it detracts from the amusement, but I like to fish.
I like still get the fish.
I like to get fish.
所以我钓不到鱼也可以祷告啊。
So when I don't have any fish, then I'll pray for fish.
真的有效了哈。
And so
所以我们等候是等候神。
So when we wait, we wait for God.
所以我们看到这个鱼啊，只能吞不能吃。
So we see that this fish can swallow yet.
我们再来学习啊，这个鱼啊，第三点，他把他这个约拿吐到岸上。
And the third point is that the fish threw up Jonah onto the land.
我们看约拿书。
Let's look at the book of Jonah.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
Next slide, please. 第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
这个经过约拿一段时间的祷告，三天之后。
This happened after 3 days of Jonah's prayers.
啊，神吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
这个我们看到神啊，啊一这个一吩咐啊，他就把约拿吐在旱地上。
As soon as God gave the command, the fish vomited Jonah onto dry land.
可见神要他吐在旱地上。
And so we see that God actually purposed for Jonah to be on dry land.
旱地跟鱼是一个两个完全不能融在一起的概念呐、啊。这个鱼在旱地上是没有办法生存的。
Yet the fish cannot exist on dry land. So you can see how great.
所以我们觉得这个也是一个很危险的过程啊。
This is actually a very dangerous process.
除非那个海哈、哦、那个它不是像沙滩这样渐渐下来哈、哦，它是一个 deep drop。是一个一下很深，要不然我看这条鱼真的会很危险。
So we must imagine that this must have been a great cliff that Jonah was dropped.
除非了哈 ，unless
because it could not have been a sandy seashore.
你们常常看到这个社会上新闻呢，有些海豚啊，或是一些水里的东西啊，被冲上来，还要人帮他尾巴拖到海里面去、啊。
Because we can even see that sometimes in seashores, when animals are left on the land, they have to be dragged back into the sea using their tail.
所以我觉得这条路是也应该不是简单的路、啊。
So I believe this was not an easy path.
有时候神让我们走的路啊，是要让我们有一颗勇敢的心哦。
Sometimes the road that God wants us to walk on requires courageous hearts.
有时候神让我们经历一些我们觉得不太容易经历的事情。
Sometimes God makes us meet.
我是不愿意经历的事情。
We are unwilling to meet.
你要记，我们都还记得主耶稣啊，用啊五个饼两条鱼喂饱五千个男人。
We remember that God, Jesus Christ, used 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000.
之后叫他们赶快离开，渡船过湖。
And he then told them to disperse, and he crossed the sea.
那在湖上面，他们就遇到风浪了。
And on the sea, his disciples met the great wind.
耶稣叫的，吩咐的。
It was called by God.
但是这条路却是风浪的路啊。
And this was a path that was windy and stormy.
我们都还记得以利亚在基利西旁没有水了，就是在水渐渐干了。
And we remember that Elijah was next to the brook of Cherith, and he
一直在等神，怎么神都没有慢慢吩咐呢？因为你看到溪水一天一天减少了。
He could see that the river was slowly drying up.
但是神直到水干了，神才出声音呢。
And God did not speak until the river was dry.
出声音第一句话就说你到这个撒勒啊，就是撒勒华的寡妇家去啊。
And then he told him to go to the house of the widow.
那个我听到一个传道这样解释。
I heard a pastor give this.
从基利西旁到那个国外哈，唯一的路就是经过有一个纵贯的路啊，就是耶斯列平原。有一个，因为以色列地是中间是山嘛哈，所以你要东西向走路，只有一个东西向的，从基利西到这个撒勒华的家哈，那个东西向的那个路就是耶斯列平原。Jezreel。
Oh, because he had to cross Jezreel.
那谁住在那里？
And Jesus Christ was there.
谁住在那里？ Who live over there?
Oh, sorry, who lives over there?
亚哈住在耶斯列平原。亚哈的别宫在耶斯列平原。亚哈，
Ahab lived over there. Ahab's palace was there.
他要去撒勒瓦，一定要走这一条危险的道路。
So in order to reach the widow's house, he had to actually cross over this dangerous
path. 那你走不走？如果你觉得本身有危险性，你走不走？
And so if there is such danger, would you walk it?
西非有伊波拉，教会叫你去西非传福音，你去不去啊？
If there is
不是伊波拉，西非有伊波拉嘛？伊波拉。
Oh, there's Ebola in Western Africa. Would you go there?
我们的工人最近有几个从西非回来嘛？
Actually, we have some workers that recently returned from West Africa.
当然没有进到那个地方去了。
Of course, they didn't enter the regions with people.
但是如果说有一个危险的任务让你去，你去不去呢？
But if there is a dangerous character there, would you go there?
这是我，所以我们说这个鱼啊，它真的是勇敢啊。
So this fish was really brave.
那我们再想一个问题哦。
And let's think of another question.
到底吞容易还是吐容易啊？
Is it easier to swallow or to vomit?
拿容易还是放下容易？
Is it easier to take or is it easier to
得到容易还是给容易啊？
To let go.
我觉得你已经这个吞到里面去了，不但不给你吃，还要你吐出来哦。
God has already given it, allowed you to swallow it, and you have held it, and now you have to give it up.
这不简单呢。
It's not easy.
如果到最后神跟你这样讲，
If at the end God told you this,
我知道你心中喜欢那个人，爱得不得了。
I know that in your heart you love this person very much.
但是你要把它吐出去啊。
But you have to spit them
out. 因为它不是你的。
Because they are not yours.
你怎么吐啊？
How would you spit it out?
这不简单呢。
It's not easy.
爱呀，有时候是要让对方走。
Sometimes love is letting someone go.
你看那个浪子，要离开慈爱的父亲。
If you remember the prodigal son who had to leave his father.
爱呀，有时候是让他走。
Sometimes love is letting them go.
你不让他走，有时候你能做什么？你不让他走，这个我想是增加更大的冲突。
Because what else can you do if you allow them to stay? It will only create
conflict. 所以有时候吐啊，放下是一个极大的智慧。
Sometimes vomiting requires great wisdom.
有人说啊，养孩子像放风筝呢。有人说养孩子像放风筝呢，像。
Some people say that raising children is like flying kites.
有时候你要抓得住。
Sometimes you have to grasp them tight.
有时候你要懂得放他走。
Sometimes you have to learn to give them.
这是极大的智慧。
To let them go.
我觉得这个鱼啊，不但是走这一条勇敢的路，把它吐在旱地上，能够真的吐得出去啊。
I believe that this fish had great wisdom not only to swallow it, but also to vomit it onto dry land.
它是，而且那个动作我们看到是 let go gracefully， 是非常的优雅的，就是让它。怎么讲呢？很没有不甘心的把它吐出去了。我们看到的是这样子了。
And we can see that it was a very graceful and very willing vomiting and letting go.
我想这个神让他吐到岸地上哦，这是神的慈爱跟鱼的大度啊，大度量。
I believe that this vomiting onto Jonah onto dry land is not only a manifestation of God's grace, it's also.
我突然想到一个问题，不晓得约拿会不会游泳哦。
The fish is power, and I don't know if Jonah knows how to swim.
如果我是鱼的话，我已经吞了三天吃不了，这么辛苦了，我吐掉就好了。我还给你吐到岸上，管你会不会游泳，那是你家的事了。
Because if I were the fish, I would have thought, oh, you know, I've already carried you for 3 days, and I couldn't even eat you, and now I'd rather just throw you into the ocean and let you swim by yourself.
但是我想，如果他会游泳呢？
But if Jonah knew how to swim,
他已经三天不吃，没有吃，没有喝了，大概。你把它吐在海中，它也会淹死。我看。
Even if the fish vomited him into the ocean, I believe Jonah would have no
strength. 所以你看到神真的很慈爱哦，他的慈爱是一种 detail oriented， 是一种无微不至的。他真的是不是吐在水中啦？你把它吐在岸上。
So we could see how great God's love and mercy was, and how detail oriented He was to allow.
所以你看，耶稣洗脚也帮我们擦干了，帮门徒擦干。
And we see that when Jesus Christ washed his disciples' feet, he also dried them.
圣经上总说他保护我们，像保护眼中的同仁。
And the Bible tells us that he takes care of us.
好像保护那个眼中的 apple 一样。
Like the apple of his eye.
就是非常的细心呢。
He is very detail oriented.
那我觉得吐在岸上，这也是这个鱼的大度量了。他一个如果现代的人哦，这个不甘心让我受苦这么久。出去之前先咬你一个脚趾头也可以啊。
And this was also the great fish's generosity because after having suffered all this, most people would not be very nice.
你看最近世上的人啊，比如说有一个专门报复的比如说有人交男女朋友，对不对哈？那后来分开了，那一方报复人家就把人家那个在一起的那些亲密影片通通往上面。这个网络上面播。
You can see that after couples break up, sometimes in order to get revenge, one party will actually post embarrassing videos of the other.
这个是报复了。
This is revenge.
这个是非常的不怎么讲，不 decent 哈，非常的啊不够厚道。
It is indecent and undignified.
那但是这个鱼呀，就是这样让他去了。
But this fish simply let him go.
好好的来，也让他好好的去了。
So he came well and he departed well.
这是我们从这一条鱼的一个学习。
So this is the learning we can learn from the fish.
他真的可以按神的吩咐来做事情。
He could really obey God's word completely.
那种等待啊，还值得我们来学习。
And his patience is something we can learn from.
最后能够这么大方的吐走，更是值得我们来学习。
And that he could generously vomit him onto dry land is something we can learn.
我们下午就这样分享到这里。
This concludes our afternoon sermon.
我们来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
So are you ever in trouble? You'll lie in the darkness and say, there's a light for a living the Savior, and I'm a world of
一起来祷告。
Let's all pray together.